to be an attorney or have a law degree. This is David. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Hey, Gianna, on this telemedicine thing, I don't understand what the big deal is, and I want to be careful, and you know, not to mention that it's murdering human beings, because that wouldn't be relevant to the topic. So I want to get right to the topic, and that is, this is a lot like trimming nails and throwing them in the wastebasket, or we allow people to cut their own hair, and we let them sweep it away, put it out in the garbage. So I don't understand what the big deal is. We've been doing this for years. We let people. It's not a person being killed here. Of course, it's just part of their own body that they're. You know, it's just an appendage. So I don't understand why you're making a big deal about this. I mean, talk show hosts, especially local ones, have been avoiding talking about the killing of unborn babies for years. So obviously, that's not the point here. It's got to be. You know, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, here's the big deal. There's two different big deals here. Obviously, you are one of them pro-lifers, and the Operation Rescue.
Yeah, we don't have many of those around anymore.
And the Operation Rescue decided to sue Planned Parenthood because they didn't like the way that they were delivering the abortifacients.
But you want to talk about that? Let's just talk about it as far as telemedicine.
Oh, I don't.
It's just cutting fingernails.
It's an endless conversation. I'm not I don't have anything against talking about abortion, but that wasn't the point. The operation.
They're murdering unborn babies, and they're making it easier to do so. That's not the point.
Well, it is. Right now, murdering babies is totally legal in this country, and it is. I'm not recommending it. I'm just suggesting it is right now. The Operation Rescue decided to use this as a way to resist the abortion movement, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But it's still a pretext to go after the abortion movement. And I was only talking about the method of delivery because I didn't want to end up doing exactly what we are doing.
We don't want to talk about the babies. We want to talk about, you know, if they began to send out little coat hangers and little packages, that wouldn't be, you know, that's no big deal. It's just a coat hanger. What's the deal?
No, I'm happy to talk about abortion anytime we need and anytime we want to, but I'm happy to.
But
I'm. Pardon?
This is not a reason to talk about it again?
Oh, I'd be happy to talk about it again, but the problem is I wasn't intending to do that today.
When's the last time you talked about it, just about the killing of unborn children?
No, I can't remember.
As an issue separately.
I can't remember the last time I did.
I don't imagine you can, buddy. We've put it aside. We've forgotten them.
No, I'm suggesting what new can you say about it that we haven't heard thousands of times before?
Well, you don't stop talking about taxes. We've heard all the arguments about raising taxes a million times. We've heard arguments about government intrusion in other areas. About education.
Yep.
Quit talking about those things. Why do we quit talking about the murder of unborn babies? We don't want to hear about it.
No, I agree with you that we could talk about that every day endlessly.
We don't talk about it at all.
What would you suggest needs to be said and done at this point that would be more than just flapping our jaws about it?
Well, what do you do about taxes that's more than flapping jaws? Why do you talk about taxes?
Because
I'm
advocating that we replace the spendthrift politicians that put us in this hole with politicians who will take us out of this hole. And I have the same remedy for the abortion industry. And the same one, by the way, and the same tactics by which we'd resist the sodomy lobby. We'd resist the abortion lobby, which, by the way, the same people, by challenging the issue of judicial supremacy. One attack is the attack against the same thing. It's a seamless garment, Dave. A brief timeout. Back in a moment on 1040 WHO.